Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. You go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org. You'll find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Jean Yokota in memory of Mitsui Yokota. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Kojun Hashimoto of Wahewa Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Hashimoto.
Good morning. Thank you for listening to White Radio program. Today, I'd like to share my Dharma talk, which I shared in April. Please enjoy the listening.
Hi, please put your hands together. Let us pause a moment. When ignorant and wise, even grave offenders and slanderers of the Dharma, all alike turned and enter Shinji, they are like water that, on entering the ocean, become one in the taste with it. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Today, my Dharma talk is rules. I'm not sure how many people are interested in the golf. Last Sunday, I was so surprised because Mr. Hideki Matsuyama, Japanese golf player, won the Masters. It's the first time for Japanese golfer to win the major golf tournament in America, Masters. So I was so surprised, and I remembered the golf is so hard. I used to play golf. Now I'm practicing the golf, but when I began the golf, the many people told me how to play the golf and rules. And I heard golf rules was made based on golf player may not break the rules and salvation for the golfers. When I started the golf, our friends and my senpai told me, you can use 14 different clubs and you can choose any clubs to hit the ball anytime. But only on the green, you have to use putter only. And said, if your ball went to over white line, it's like OB, out of bounds, you get the two penalties. So you can put the two stroke to your score. And when your ball went to the pond, you can get one penalty. So you can put the one stroke into your score. That's the basic one. But the most of the rules of golf is salvation for the golfer. The golf rules never said you cannot use a hand to throw the ball, because nobody do that. So the golf rules trust the golfers. And I thought it's like similar rules of Buddhist. Buddhist teaching, Padre said, you have to do something. You have to do something. In Jodo Shinshu teaching, our primary practice is listen to the Dharma deeply and carefully. But we never force the people to do something. Our primary vow is 18th vow. I would like to lead the 18th vow. It is Paul said, if when I attain the Buddhahood, sentient beings in the land of the 10 directions who sincerely and joyfully entrust themselves to me, desire to be born in my land and call my name even 10 times, should not be born there. May I not attain perfect enlightenment? Excluded, however, are those who committed the 5 gravest of offenses and abused the right Dharma. This is our primal vow, 18th vow. So Amida Buddha said, even though you can recite the Nembutsu 10 times, I trust you, I promise you to save you. But last 2 sentences said, excluded are those who commit the 5 gravest offenses and abuse the right Dharma. That is kind of rule of Buddhism. What is the gravest offenses is don't kill the father, mother, masters, sensei, teacher, and don't broken or destroy the Sangha, and don't hurt the Buddha. That's the 5 great offenses, and abuse the right Dharma. So this is Amida Buddha's warning to us. Please do not do this. That is our rules of Buddhism. But almost all the ministers said, Buddha never abandoned us. If I killed father and mother, or master or teachers, whatever, and we did gravest offenses, what's going to happen? Do you have the previous book? Please open the page 15. Fourth line and fifth line. Bonjo gyaku ho sai e nu. Nyo shu shi nu kai ichi. When the ignorant and wise, even grave offenders and surrenders of the Dharma, all alike turn to enter Shinji. They are like water that, on entering the ocean, become one in taste and breathing. So, Amida Buddha said, even though you did these gravest offenses, if you realize what you did, and you just reflection yourself, and turn to the teaching of the Buddha, Buddha never abandoned us. So that's why we said, Buddha never abandoned us. So Buddha always tried to save us. So Buddha rules, you remember, and you not do that kind of gravest offenses. And please remember, Amida Buddha always forgive us what we do, and we should reflect what we do, I do, and we put your hands together and we appreciate Buddha's wish. Thank you for listening. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Reverend Hashimoto, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, July 11th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom Obon service will be Reverend Kevin Kuniyuki of the Hawaii Buddhist Study Center. We will also be showing the virtual Bon Dance right after the service. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. and Mrs. Jean Yokota, and our speaker, Reverend Hashimoto of Wahiwa Honganji Mission. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Jeffrey Soga of Waipahu Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.
Spreading spirit.